Welcome to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. Willie's not in today, but in his place is his trusty sidekick, Shambone.
Wheels are coming off. We don't have headphones for our guest. Bad job, Mike. Bad job.
Did you turn his microphone on?
No, we don't have any headphones now. We're getting them hooked up. So bear with us a moment. We are continuing the conversation. Real Estate Talk, we want to bring you everything that you and your family need to know to be successful in real estate. On Thursdays, my good friend Matt Acock with Acock & Associates. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Good to be here.
Oh, hang on. Your mic's not on. Try it again.
There we go.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah. So she didn't have headphones. His mic's not on. I told you, the wheels are coming off. It's almost the end of the week. It's Friday Eve, right?
That's right.
All right. Also in studio with us is Gina Branch of the Branch team with RE/MAX. Welcome to the studio. First time in. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you, Sean. Really appreciate being here.
Good to have you in. So you guys know each other, have been doing business for a while. And Matt, one of the things that we talk about when you're on the show is there's so much bad information out there about short sales and everything around short sales. You know, it boggles my mind whenever I see it a lot, because the agents that are sending me their clients, they're on this side of the transaction where the person on the other side is listing a home they know is going to go for a short sale, but they haven't done the homework. They haven't contacted the bank. And I've seen them drag on for months.
Yeah, sometimes over a year. If you're not well equipped, sometimes well over a year.
And I think there are some of the bigger banks out there have stepped up. They've hired more staff because they realized that they were just bleeding in that area because they had so many foreclosures, and there was an opportunity to, you know, kind of tie a knot in it and improve that department so their communication back is a little bit more streamlined. But it's still, if you don't know the ins and outs of how to navigate through and who to call and the things that, you know, you need, it can go south pretty quick.
Absolutely. And that's one of the good things when we work with the Branch team quite a bit. And, they actually wrote a book on short sales. So I think they're pretty sharp when it comes to that process. And they fit nicely with what we do as a business in educating the sellers about why short sales is a good option for you and why you should choose now as opposed to waiting until next year or whatever.
I want to talk just quickly and go through some details on the short sale. And then, Gene, I want to get your position on it too, because I know you're dealing with it. If you're in the North Texas market, it's a hot market right now. You know, we're somewhat leading the charge on the national recovery. I think we're a little bit ahead of most states. But, you know, across the nation, we've got an average home sale price that's up year over year, median home price. National Association of Realtors is telling we're positive 10%. So the chances are you're dealing with short sales. But, Matt, something that I've heard, and I don't know this to be true, but if you let your house, if you stick your head in the sand and you just let it go to foreclosure and you move out, that process can take a long time. It doesn't mean that the day you move out is when the foreclosure physically happens.
Right.
The bank can take, and I've personally seen where 12 months down the road, 18 months down the road was the longest I've seen before the property actually changed, where you see the deed transfer out of the previous owner's name. Even though they've moved out, had been making payments on it for a very long time, the bank literally could take a long time before the deed's transferred over, the property's put back on the market. And that time clock, you know, there's an FHA loans, you got about a 3-year window for foreclosures. And then conventional, it could be up to 7 years, depending on the circumstance. Well, so if that clock doesn't, so if you don't know when the clock started, you don't know when you're going to be able to rebuild and start over.
Yeah, and one of the things we've talked about before with a foreclosure, it's on your record permanently. It's recorded in the county clerk's office. If anybody ever searches your name from now until the clerk's records go away, which they probably won't, they're going to know you've had a foreclosure on your record.
And it doesn't just affect your ability to go out and buy another home. There are a lot of employers
Absolutely.
That pull a credit report now, where in the old world they used to not. So you're talking about, you know, it can affect you on many fronts. Well, bottom line, you got to have good people around you to help you navigate through that process. If you're talking to someone and you're in the middle of that right now, and you know you don't know what to do, take a step back and reach out to Matt with Acock and Associates, because this is this is one of the most important decisions you could ever make. And it really, you know, the benefit of doing a short sale versus letting your house go to foreclosure is you know exactly when it's done. And you know whenever the healing can start and begin.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the other things that we've seen a lot here recently with, you know, military contractors, people in the government, you know, have governmental jobs and stuff, they can't maintain their clearance a lot of times if they have a foreclosure on their record.
That's
but
very true.
But a short sale, they can. You know, we
well
we,
a lot of them.
Seen that.
They're you know, I had a client about 5 or 6 years ago, working for a defense contractor, had you know, he basically had security, the highest level of security clearance, and he went through a rough patch financially and ended up with about $25,000. There was a car repossession, a couple of credit cards, some student loans, a handful of things that went bad, and his employer said, you got 90 days. You don't get this cleaned up in 90 days. The government's right. shutting you down because you're a risk to the, you know, it goes on and on and on with the liability that he could be because of the situation he was in. And he fortunately, you know, he had land, he was able to sell it and pay those things off. But, you know, having a foreclosure out there, you know, that can that could be something that keeps you from being able to get the next job. So it's
Absolutely.
So crucial that you have the right people around you and you're able to go through that. And, you know, we talked about this last week with Damon that, you know, we actually were able to help someone get into a home that had a short sale last year in November. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, I forgot about this, but we need to find out if there are different rules, if someone's relocating out of state, within the state. And, you know, we had a client that was successful in negotiating a short sale out of Florida, moving to Texas to relocate for a job. And FHA, if you don't have late payments, allows you to have a short sale.
Absolutely.
But you cannot have late payments on the mortgage as a result. So we actually found them a house, closed them in May. And, you know, they got a wonderful new home, were able to restart, and, you know, life was good for them. But it can go so wrong, mm-hmm. so easy,
Absolutely.
So fast if you don't have someone on your side to be able to help you with that.
Yeah, yeah, completely.
All right. Gina, how's business for you right now?
Business is fabulous. We're really very lucky to live in Texas, live
Absolutely.
In Dallas specifically. It's running like gangbusters.
You know, something that I'm very passionate about, helping buyers and especially first-time home buyers finding the right property. Me personally, I love new construction for my first-time home buyers. If it's within the price range that they're looking for down payment and monthly payments and all those things, if there's new construction that I'm aware of, I push for that because it's for me, it's almost like a no-hassle, worry-free, you know, almost like I'm sending my kids off to college and I want them to have not something extravagant, but a new car I know is going to be reliable so they can travel and I don't have to worry about that part of their lives. And that's kind of how I think about my first-time home buyers. But there's a lot of miscommunication, bad information, getting online, looking at, you know, an article that's 4 or 5 years old about financing, or you talk to someone that bought a house a few years ago and, oh, you can do this. I did 100%. Yeah, you don't have to spend any money to get a home. A lot of that's changed.
Absolutely. And yeah. I love the new construction option for first-time home buyers. It is a peace of mind.
Absolutely.
They've got a builder's warranty that comes with a home. So they can move in and relax and have a good peace of mind. But you're right. There is a lot of miscommunication out there. We hear a lot of times that buyers think they can get a better deal if they work directly with the builder and
right.
cut the realtor out of the equation.
Well, and I think that's just a common misconception because the reality is the builders have a marketing budget, part of the marketing budget, and they, you know, and it hasn't always been this way, but within that marketing budget is cost for realtors bringing them business because right now realtors truly are the front lines on bringing their clients to them. Now, they do have some walk-in, but the majority of their business is coming from realtors and the good relationships they've built with the good realtors. Not to mention, you know, you're familiar with your area, and more than likely, you have good, if not great, information about what's available with your builders.
Well, certainly. And I think buyers don't realize that a realtor can negotiate items on their behalf that they may not know about. It's not just price. There are several things that can be negotiated, such as closing costs and surveys and title policies, putting together a staged inspections
That's
when
right.
you're building from the ground up. the sales consultants are there to work for the builder and get the best deal for the builder, whereas the realtor
That's
is
right.
there to protect the interest of the buyer.
That's right. It's almost like if you were going to go buy a car and, you know, the salesperson obviously is representing the dealership, it would be like having an expert, a car expert that knows everything about the price of the car, what's available, what you can ask for to get for free, what they can throw in. You know, it's the same concept when you're buying a home. You not only do you are able to provide that advice, but it doesn't cost them any money to have you in their corner. And, you know, I have seen where some realtors would, they've got a client, they know they want to buy new construction, and they basically at that point become a taxi. They take them, drop them off, and say, let me know when the house is done. See you later. And you can't see me, but I'm waving right now. I'm waving.
And that's really a missed opportunity on the realtor side. Because
it really is.
There's so much they can do for the buyer and establish that long-term
relationship. Especially if it's a first-time homer. They're so excited to get that first house. And not only that, it's a brand new house. And if they're building from the ground up, there's so many different things that you can do for them to build a strong relationship, to be there for them, to answer questions, because there's going to be a point in time where they're going to get, their anxiety is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, they're nervous, which is understandable being a first-time home buyer. One thing a lot of buyers don't realize is that builders have their own contracts. They don't
That's
use
right.
the state forms mm-hmm. like realtors do. So
how confusing. I mean, I've seen some that are 60, 70 pages long.
And it helps for a buyer to have a realtor interpret those forms
right.
and not just have a consultant say,
yep.
okay, sign here.
Well, and I had a past client refer a friend of theirs to me because they were just beyond frustrated. They didn't have a realtor. They were with a builder, new construction. They were going through the option period where they selected their home. Now they're picking stuff out. And they literally had no clue what the final sales price was, and they were looking at the contract. So I'm on the phone. They had sent me a copy of the contract, and I'm going through it, helping them understand, and they literally just had no idea what their sales price was, and they were buying a pretty expensive house. You know, this wasn't a, you know, $80,000, $90,000 home. This was a, you know, almost a $400,000 home. They were spending a lot of money on their house, and they had no idea, which to me, that's salesperson, you know, again, you've got to have good people surrounding you, helping you navigate through that, because the wheels can come off. Buying a house is one of those life events.
What?
Getting married, changing jobs. I mean, it's stressful when everything goes smooth, let alone if you've got something that comes up, right?
That's true. And I'm working with a couple now, and we had the base price of the home, and then the builder sent them to the design center to pick out all their upgrades. Well,
yeah.
They add those upgrades to the price
of
the home.
Oh, the great design center.
And of course, the buyers still have to qualify at that
right.
at that heightened sales price. So you do have to kind of show them where all that money is going.
You do. And, you know, depending on each builder has a little different spin on how they do things. Some builders will package their home as an all-inclusive. You know, all upgrades are inclusive. And then, you know, maybe there's some things that you can add a room, or you can change this, you can change that. And then there's some builders where they've got a really low base price, and then everything is an add-on. And that's, to me, that's where it gets very confusing with most buyers and most people that are not in the business, that are not looking at contracts. And I'm in the business on a daily basis. And those contracts, sometimes it looks like Egyptian hieroglyphics or something, because I don't understand it sometimes. All right, we are visiting with my good friend Gina Branch with RE/MAX Real Estate Talk. We'll be back, and you're going to hear more from Gina when we return.
Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright rolls on. I'd like to say hi to KLGO in Austin, Texas. They're at 1490 AM and 993 FM. Hold on. I'll get to you. There you are.
Turn my mic on. Don't cut me off. I want to say hello to KOBE again. It's almost lunchtime.
Let me introduce Sean Bone. He's the one talking. Okay.
Welcome back to Real Estate Talk. We're visiting with my good friend Gina Branch. You can find her online. She is with the wonderful RE/MAX real estate company. Find her at thebranchteam.com, just like it sounds, thebranchteam.com. And I'll tell you, if you reach out to them today, let them know that you heard Gina on Real Estate Talk. She has got an amazing book, The Field Guide to Short Sales, everything that you could possibly need to know about short sales, top to bottom. This book sells for $14.95. She's given away for free. And as Willie would say, if it's free, it's for me, right? If it's free, it's for me. I love free stuff. Anything free, I'll take it. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I've got enough kids. I don't want any free kids. Don't give me your kids. All right. So find Gina online, thebranchteam.com. So Gina and I were talking about some important topics around new construction, navigating through the process, and just the absolute, I don't even know how to describe it sometimes, the 60, 70 pages of a contract. You know, you're going through the options and you really don't know. You know, when you take your clients out, do you just drop them off and say, hey, the salesperson will, you know, just let me know when the contract's done. I mean, I'll be at closing and I'll give you a box of cookies and a, you know, I mean, that's literally, I've seen that happen where they're like, I have a question on my contract. And I was like, what did, you know, have you asked your realtor? No, I haven't really heard from them since they dropped us off. And they gave me $5 for bus fare back to my house, but I haven't seen them since then.
You know, Sean, it's a shame that some people work that way. We're all about taking care of the client and educating them on the process, whether it's buying a new home, selling a home, going through a short sale. We do the best we can to make sure that they're educated and making the best decisions possible.
Well, and I think that, you know, there's so much information out there that you can find online that's not accurate, it's not up to date. You know, I had a client asking me about neighborhood gold and Nehemiah gift funds for FHA, which hasn't been around for almost 5 years. And it was basically a program where you could get, you know, something for your down payment. And most of those are gone. There is money available. And you know, if you've got a client that just doesn't have the money for a down payment, there's options out there. And I get the question. I actually had the operations manager for one of my builders call me, because her clients were buying about a $300,000 house, and I had sent over the pre-approval letter, and she said, you need to update your pre-approval. They're only putting 5%. They need to put 20% down. And I said, why would they need to do that? She said, well, it's conventional. You have to put 20% down on conventional. I said, no, you actually don't. You can go in with as little as 3% in some cases. And I said, but they're doing 5% down. So I think there's an education that one of the things that I like talking about is just going through some of the myths. And when I hear somebody say something like that, I like to talk about it because I think there's a lot of people that just are misinformed.
I agree. As much as we can educate the consumer, I think the better off the market will be as a whole. It's one of the reasons we wrote our book, The Field Guide to Short Sales, was really to educate the consumer.
Right.
It was published in 2010 when all you heard about was foreclosures. There was no mention of short sales in the media. So we saw a lot of people going into foreclosure that didn't have to.
Right.
So we wrote the book to educate them, show different scenarios and how we could help them.
Well, and I was just looking at some of the notes that I've got on you. And I want to give you congratulations because there's a new category in D Magazine. And you guys made the top residential producer for 2012. And you're only a team of two.
That's right. It's my husband and myself. And we're very proud of the work that we've done together over the past several years. And this was a nice feather in our cap.
Right. Now, here's another misconception. Top producer, you only work with people buying $500,000 home. You know, you're almost a superstar stature. Where the reality is, you want someone that is a producer because they're going to put your needs, your agenda, your family is going to be the priority, and they're not going to push for you to buy something that you really don't want. They're not. You know, they're going to listen to you and take you to the neighborhood that you want to live in. They're going to find out and discover what you really want and help you narrow that search so that you get the house that you want. If it's new construction or an existing home or the school district, all those details that come up, because they're not desperate to pay a car payment or a house payment. And there's all types of stories out there, things that I've seen where I know what's going on, you know, and maybe it's the listing agent pushing their sellers to drop the price. I say, don't drop the price, drop the agent, reach out to Gina Branch. You can find them online at thebranchteam.com. More from Gina when we return.
Welcome back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. Filling in for Willie Lambright today is Mr. Sean Bone.
You know, some people call me the Lone Ranger. And by some people, I mean me. They do call me the Lone Ranger. Sometimes I'll walk around with my bandana and my my six guns on.
There's a poem in there somewhere. Sean Bone, Lone, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Easy, Tiger. Calm down over there.
Sorry.
We're visiting with my good friend Gina Branch. You can find them online at thebranchteam.com, thebranchteam.com, all spelled out. You can also call them direct at 214-705-2470. That's 214-705-2470. And if you can't remember all that, you're driving in your car, you're at work, you can't write it down, go to facebook.com. You can find Willie Lambright, the public figure. And we'll have all of Gina's information on our Facebook page. And Gina, you got to like our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
You make that, you'll do that for me, right?
I sure will.
Not too much to ask. Okay, so, you know, we were talking during break, and there's a lot of people out there, a lot of baby boomers that are very close to retirement. They may be, this summer, they may be pulling the trigger. And I read a few months back that we've got a record number of people retiring at a poverty level. And I think there's an opportunity for some of those folks to invest in rental properties to cash flow and supplement the loss of income once they go into retirement.
It's definitely a great additional income stream for those who are retired or investors in general. We're in a perfect market for investor buying right now.
Well, if you're in an area that's similar to Texas where you've got great job growth, I don't know what the rate is right now for job growth, but I do know that every quarter we've got more than 8,000 people that are relocating into Texas from another area. So if you're out there and you're tossing the idea around of moving to Texas, man, the rental market right now is going through the roof. You know, this is the time to buy, not rent. But because of the market we have, it is a great time to be a real estate investor, especially for residential property, because the rental market is hot in Texas.
It definitely is. Investors are in a good position right now. They can buy at the bottom of the market. Interest rates are at historic lows. Rental inventory is low, but yet the demand for clean rentals is high. So
it's
economics 101, Sean.
It absolutely is. And I want to touch on the mortgage piece for just a minute. As you may know, I'm a loan officer with Supreme Lending. And right now is a phenomenal time to get a loan for an investment property. Don't use your own money. It makes no sense. You can still, on 30-year money, you might be able to get in the upper threes or low fours on an investment property. And for if it's your home, your primary residence, for 30-year money, we're still in the mid to 3.75 range on interest rate. And it's about a half a point higher if you're investing and it's going to be an investment property. So now is the time to pull the trigger. I mean, it is a huge opportunity to supplement your, just like you're saying, to supplement your income.
And Matt, I know you handle bulk buying for investors converting to rentals. What are you seeing in the market?
Yeah, we're seeing a tremendous increase in the hold pattern associated with real estate investing. There's a tremendous number of people out there that have good paying jobs, but you know, because of credit issues and different ways of qualifying for a mortgage, they can't buy a home right now. But they make great tenants. They're willing to pay.
Right.
You know, much higher than what the mortgage is, and I have a lot of clients that go out and you know, they'll 80% leverage these rental properties because the rates are so low. It makes sense to do that.
Well, and Matt, you and I both know that when you have a rental property as the owner, there's an additional layer of tax benefit that you get. You know, the cost of any repairs. If you are getting a mortgage, the cost to get the mortgage is a thing that you may be able to write off. And it opens the door to truly start building wealth. And if you're at the point where you are ready to retire, you want to stick around and hear what my great friend Gina Branch is going to tell you. Stick around. Don't touch that dial. Don't change the channel. We will be back.
Well, Welcome back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. I think we're having fun without Willie. Sean?
I think we are.
This is Sean Bone filling in for Willie.
That's right. Filling in for Willie, flying by the seat of our pants, visiting with our good friend from RE/MAX, Gina Branch. Call her direct at 214-705-2470. 214-705-2470. If you're driving, you're at a point where you can't write that down, go to Facebook and find Willie Lambright, the public figure, and we'll have all of her contact information up shortly. So, Gina, we were talking about, you know, just the opportunity to get in to real estate. And right now, Matt, you were saying it's now's the time to hold on to it because the rental market is so good, especially in North Texas. And, you know, the other side of it, though, my wife and I were at the point where we're saving to be able to buy either a vacation home or a rental property. And what I don't want is that if I rent a property out, I don't want to field phone calls. I don't want to fix anything. I don't want to know that the hot water heater is not working, or it's too cold in the house, or it's too hot in the house, or there's a leak, or that. I don't want to deal with any of that. And I definitely don't want to deal with the phone call that I can't pay. You know, I can't deal with it. I just don't want to deal with it. How many people are like that, where they want to invest in real estate, but they don't want to be in that part?
I would say the vast majority.
Right.
There are a lot of homeowners and investors who think they can manage the property themselves, but after they try their hand at it for a while, usually they'll come back to a professional management company to take care of business.
You know, it really is about building that foundation, understanding the ins and outs, protecting you and your family and your assets, and understanding what you need to have in place so that you're successful with it, and it's not a bottomless pit financially, and it just drains you. I mean, you can put yourself in harm's way pretty easily.
That's true. And the value of a professional property manager is well worth the cost. I mean, we list the property, we qualify the tenants, so you're not trying to figure out who's the best person to put into my house, write the lease, we collect the rent, we make the deposits, manage the repairs, and should there be an eviction necessary, we handle that as well. So there's a lot more involved than I think most investors realize when it comes to property management.
Just to add to that, one other thing that you guys obviously help with that I think is important is they help with liability shifting, because you're having a professional handle it.
That's right. More from Gina Branch with RE/MAX when we return. You're going to want to stick around. If you've been on the fence about selling your house and you don't know whether or not it's a good time, you're going to want to hear what we have to say. Stick around. Real Estate Talk will continue.
Welcome back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. We are Real Estate Talk without Willie Lambright today, and in his shoes, in his stead, the wonderful, amazing.
Yeah, let's get something straight. I'm not in his shoes. I don't buy my jeans from Tractor Supply, and there has never been lime green shag carpet in my house.
We ran out of music again.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Real Estate Talk. All right, Greg, I apologize. It's Pratt, Acock, and Associates. A formal apology. I apologize. I got the name wrong at the beginning. I haven't had enough coffee. All right.
It's right on the Facebook page, so you can go to Willie's Facebook page and
perfect.
See it correctly.
Perfect. Yeah, don't listen to me. Just go to Facebook. It's all out there. Okay, so we also need to say hello to your, I don't want to say better half, but I would say your partner in life and all things, Tom Branch. You know, you guys have a team, you guys won the award together. So congratulations again on that. All right. So we're talking about, and before break, there's a lot of people out there that are frustrated as homeowners. They want to sell their home. They tried to make a run at it, or they've been unfortunately watching national media doom and gloom. And that's really not the case, especially in North Texas, because right now we've got a lot of people moving in. There's not enough inventory. And when I say inventory, I'm talking about the houses that are staged well, that are well-maintained, good pictures, marketing, all the things that you need to be successful. Now's the time. Get off the fence and make that decision. And Gina is going to give you the details of what you need now. You know, if you're in a market where you think it's depressed or not doing well, there's a huge opportunity to sell your home.
Absolutely. And the first thing is choosing a good realtor. That's first and foremost on your list. But Sean, I've always said selling a house is a price war and a beauty contest, and you have to win both. But with it becoming a seller's market in North Texas, it's really a beauty contest.
It really is.
At this point in time.
It's a beauty contest, and going behind that, it's the marketing element that is the online, internet, all of that has completely changed homes. And MLS, the mass system that realtors use to find homes, that's not how old is MLS? 15 years? I mean, it hasn't been around that long. And the marketing piece and how the internet has changed how people come to you is more than 90% start their search online. Your first showing is with those pictures. If you don't have a good realtor helping you stage and take pictures and do all the things you need, you're missing out on an opportunity.
And professional photos are key. And we used to, as realtors, we used to market to other realtors. Well, now we market direct to the consumer. As you said, 90% start online.
That's right.
So if you've got beautiful professional photography, that's the introduction to your home, and that's what gets the buyers in the door.
That's right. If you're scrolling through pictures online and you see a picture of a house where the grass is dead, or there's a car on the front lawn, or you can find them. They're out there. We were scrolling through pictures of the day, and one of the bedroom pictures, room perfect, then you get to the bed and there's a 4-foot pile of laundry and who knows what.
Yeah, that's never a good sign. And, staging really starts with curb appeal. I've had buyers in my car.
That's
we
right.
pull up to a house and they take a look at the yard
they don't
and
even
they
get
say,
out of the
no.
Car.
They're like, no, just keep driving.
Like, this house, this one's for this one over here with the 4-foot grass.
And it's really the first impression of your house for the buyer.
It is.
So staging is one thing. That's removing clutter and getting your house ready to show. But show ready is like getting ready for a date. It's all about setting the mood.
It really is.
It's lighting, it's aromas and scents, it's fans, it's music, it's putting cookies out.
It's like getting your car ready to sell. You armor all the dash, vacuum out the carpet, you want it to smell nice. You want to put your best foot forward. Just like Gina said, it's like getting ready for a date. You want to show up, shirt pressed, flowers in hand. I mean, it really does. It's just common sense, but most people don't realize that. And unfortunately, if you've got one of the realtors that we talk about that walks in with a smartphone and starts snapping photos, that's a red flag. You need to stop the process and say, wait a minute, where's my professional photographer? How many pictures are you going to put online? 6. No, 25. 20 pictures, 25. You got to have that marketing element, because when they are doing the search online, your house is not going to show up at the top of the list. It's just not.
And the best thing you can do as a seller, when you know somebody's coming to look, a prospective buyer, and you've got time, bake some cookies. Pull them out of the oven,
yep.
Set them on the counter. I mean, what better way? If a buyer walks in and they're smelling home-baked cookies or thinking about grandma's house, all of a sudden it feels like home. You've created a mood where they're comfortable. They're more likely to stay in the home
That's
longer.
Right. And the number is, if the longer you get them in your home, the more they are, they're emotionally, psychologically taking ownership of that house, visualizing them and their family living in the home and going through. So you want them to stay in there. You want it to be inviting. But then there's also, going deeper into the marketing element, Gina, you have the ability, if someone is moving from Texas to California, to Florida, to New Mexico, you've got the ability to dive into the details of who's moving where and specifically market to those communities. More from Gina when we return. We've got a short break. We'll be right back.
Back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. We are sans Willie today. If you don't know what that means, neither does Willie.
I don't know.
What?
It means without.
Sans?
Yeah, sans. Like sans.
Like the font?
Yeah, like sans serif. It doesn't have any serifs.
Okay. We're almost out of time. Gina, thank you for joining me today. Real estate is really the common sense, grassroots. You need to get an agent that has your agenda, not theirs, at the front of their mind. They're taking care of you. They're listening to you. If you tell them you want to go look at one-story homes and they're taking you looking at condominiums or two-story houses, they're not listening to you. Stop. Take a step back and talk to another agent. Reach out to Gina Branch. Gina and Tom make up The Branch Team. You can find them online, thebranchteam.com, and they are with RE/MAX Dallas Suburbs. You can also call direct, 214-705-2000. 214-705-2470. That's 214-705-2470. Go to our Facebook page, Willie Lambright, the public figure. Gina, right now is the time. Investing, selling, it is the time to get in the game. Stop sitting on the fence, right?
Absolutely. There's never been a better time.
All cylinders are firing. All eight cylinders are firing on, you know, making that jump. The financing is at record lows. I don't know that we will in our lifetime see interest rates as low as they are right now. I remember my parents buying a house in 84 and they were double digits. I don't know exactly how far in double digits. I think it was around 18% on a 30-year loan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more than likely that was 20% down, and just we're under 4% for 30-year money. Across the board, we're under 4%. Why would you? How much lower of a bottom do you need?
I don't think it's going to go much lower. I think now's the time to buy and time to get off the fence and make that move.
And sellers out there too, homeowners that you're frustrated. If you're in the middle of listing your home, if you're trying to do it on your own, you're missing out on a huge opportunity. There's 8,000, more than 8,000 people moving into North Texas every single quarter. Reach out, find my friends, thebranchteam.com. Give them a call. You will not regret that decision. Stick around tomorrow. That's it for today. But come back tomorrow as we continue to prove that real estate's on the move. We're out.